And welcome, everybody. This is Cloud Sense. I am your host, Jack Barugian. And, you know, every week I try to bring on somebody new and somebody interesting. And we've got a great guest this week. I've got Mike Mitch on, and he's the sales director for NEC Univerge Blue Cloud Strategy. And, you know, Mike, first of all, thanks for joining us here on Cloud Sense.
Jack, it's a pleasure to be able to talk to you. I appreciate the opportunity.
I have heard so much about NEC, and then now you guys have got this cloud strategy that's coming out. Talk to me a little bit about what you guys are exactly. You know, and I know that there are people out there that use you and depend on you, but let's spread it out so that there are people out there that have never even heard of you. Let's give them an idea of what you're doing and where your strengths are. What's the sweet spot?
Not a great question. You know, so NEC's got an interesting background. You know, we're over 100 years old. We were the first joint venture that was formed between Western Electric, for those of you that are my age and might remember that, and a Japanese company, all around telephony technology, right? First phone systems, well over, you know, 100 years ago. So one of the core DNA pieces of the company is communications technology. So that's kind of one of the foundation pieces. But if you look at the company today, if you're going through an airport, if you're doing through any kind of border patrol, you're being matched against, your facial recognition technology is being matched against, the Department of Homeland Security's passports, right? That technology is being, that's NEC core technology. For years, we've been doing biometrics. It's one of our core hallmarks. So again, if you're doing anything that the government's associated with, the entry exit program associated with the U.S. government, that's on NEC core technology. So airports, transportation systems, all very, very big. In addition to that, you may see in a lot of the airports the display technology. NEC has been a display leader with the multi-sync series for decades. So that's another key area. Artificial intelligence, whether it be certain encryption technologies and security technologies, you know, we're the number one provider of submarine communication cables, you know, connecting the continents on a communication basis. The list just goes on and on, even to the point where we're storing, you know, the patents, all the patents for the U.S. government on NEC HydroStore technology, chosen above some of the other vendors in those areas. So a wide range technology company, core provider, with, you know, a large patent portfolio. And we're kind of getting into the point where you said, you know, cloud strategies. More than a decade ago, you know, I started some business inside of NEC to take our core technologies and to begin to deliver those as a service. Hence the whole concept of the blue mentioned, NEC Univerge and the blue area from that standpoint. So we're core technology partner, core provider with a large patent portfolio, a lot of core technologies. And really, I've been chartered with the responsibility to take those technologies and to bring them to market through an as a service model, in a, so you could debate a disruptive as well as a non-disruptive manner for our channels and our customers here in the U.S. market.
You know, you said something, and I want the listeners to actually know what you said, because a lot of them, it probably went right over their heads. I'm in my 50s, so I know what you said. When you talked about Western Electric, and you know what, there's an entire generation, especially here in Chicago, that have got their grandparents that worked for that company. It was, you know, they created just about every telephone in the United States at one time. And I just find that to be absolutely fascinating, that's the history behind this company. And now you find yourself basically doing almost an extension of that in the next century, which is very, very cool. Mike, give me an idea a little bit about, you know, I mean, we're living through some very, very strange times. And, you know, I find myself now working from home. I find myself more dependent on cloud technology than ever before. And more importantly, I see other companies and enterprises that are either quickly migrating or doing whatever is necessary in order to find themselves in that flexible environment. You know, how are you seeing it from your end? Because you're looking at it from somebody who's actually supplying the world. I would think you're busier than ever these days.
We're extremely busy, especially from the communications and the core technology basis. As you mentioned, it's, you know, over the the last 6 to 9 months, with the outbreak, the need to be able to be more efficient, to communicate effectively, to be able to be touchless, and to, work into these areas. I would say that, we've very successfully introduced a number of core technologies as a service that have, we believe, with especially with our customers and our channel partners, helped them deliver another level of service that could not have been done without it prior to. So, being agile, being able to take the core technology piece, being able to quickly turn it around very quickly as a solution offering. Case in point is on the facial recognition technology, as well as the biometric sensors for temperature, right? There's a very strong need right now to be able to, protect your employees, protect the public as a whole. And to be able to do that, you got to do it touchless and you got to do it fast, right? So we were able to very quickly and identify people in a non-intrusive fashion that's protecting also their privacy. So we've introduced recently the facial recognition technology with temperature sensing that can be used. And we're working with a number of public agencies and private agencies right now that want to be able to do that just to protect themselves and their employees and showing a proactive kind of stance. So that's just one example of how some of that technology, you take that forward into the telephony area. We've completely revised and revamped our entire telephony suite of Univerge Blue, what we call Meet, which is our collaboration tool, Connect, which is our unified communications tool, Share, which is our file backup and copy for specific clients in that area. And also what we see happening is Engage. Engage is a contact center as a service, which all four of these play very, very intermixed from the standpoint of delivering a client-based rich experience, which when you're in front of the computer as long as we are, you need to have those tools available to you. They need to operate seamlessly. So our next generation Univerge Blue Suite delivers all of that. And then very recently, for our channel partners, what we're doing is we're working with our backup and our recover offering, which is a full enterprise class all the way down to SMB backup and recover solution that makes NEC cloud storage available in the marketplace. It makes the ability for customers to have a very secure environment that they know there is being backed up regardless of what the compliance requirements are, and can be restored seamlessly as an off-premise solution in a predictable fashion. So that's one of the things that we've also expanded just over the last 6 to 9 months. I will go back to say that on the backup and the recover, this is something that we've been doing for over the last decade, primarily on a direct basis. Through our affiliation with Iron Mountain. We were Iron Mountain's first co-location customer, and with some of our customers, our government customers that had selected our storage technology, kind of drove us into that direction. So it's not that we've just introduced the services. We've been delivering services for the last decade. In many ways, we're either revising them or we're bringing them through the channel in a new packaged, easy to digest fashion. So that's kind of where we're going, where we see the industry, how things have changed, especially with the COVID piece.
Without knowing and having not asked you this question, I'm going to assume you got some panic phone calls from some enterprises needing to scale out or do some work immediately. And I mean, yesterday at a time where they just were looking at the edge of a cliff. Having been on the board of a couple publicly traded corporations, I can tell you right now, a priority such as what you are offering was probably third or fourth on the list at one time, say in the beginning of the year, and immediately shot up to number one is the way I'm thinking. And I would assume that some of the calls that you got by people that we would have put in charge were very panicky indeed, saying that we need something right away. But here, I want to end with this, and this is something that I love asking people. You are on the cutting edge. You have been watching things. You've built what this wonderful offering at NEC. And here's a question for you. Where do you see this entire world of infrastructure in another, say, 3 to 5 years? And it's funny, I used to ask that question, and now I'm thinking, where it might be in, say, 3 or 5 months. But 3 or 5 years is a good time frame, because that gives us an idea of where we're going, and using the old, Wayne Gretzky analogy, where the puck might be heading. And then where do you see yourself, Mike, I guess, in this whole world?
Yeah, good questions. On the first one, where do I see the technology going? I see it going more in the area of platform, not specific single services. So the ability, like what we've done recently with the UniVerge Blue, the next generation that we just announced in April, this is a platform that has multiple applications that in the past would have been separate. They would, you would log into one system, you log into a different system, but making them seamless, making it so that the user experience, you can transition and you can gain value from other applications more seamlessly. It's a driving factor. You'll see artificial intelligence drive into that and add additional suggestions to the user experience, making it faster for the user to go ahead and to realize value out of the platform. So having a platform that is expanded, in other words, it's not specific applications. It's a suite of applications that work almost together as a single platform, bundled together. That's a driving factor with adding artificial intelligence on top of that to be able to help the users navigate the experience and bring more value out of the experience. That's clearly one of the areas that I see. Another area that's really critical, especially doing backups and doing restores in highly regulated areas, we see the need for security and the ability to be able to restore and analyze data because of the growing need of to protect yourself. Unfortunately, one of the downfalls that we've seen that's happened out of the COVID thing is a lot of people, while it's good that they're all online, the bad news is that they're all online and it increases the size of the attack surface for the people that want to monetize the bad side of it. So the ability to be able to have a disciplined security approach, to be able to make sure that you're disconnected, you're doing your data protection the right way in an offline fashion with the right security controls, whether it be physical security controls, which we see a lot of issues unfortunately happening with insider threat. Insider threat has rapidly grown over the last couple of years as one of the biggest issues for security. So being able to make sure that you've got a good partner that has those policies and procedures in place to be able to disconnect yourself. So security is really the kind of the second leg in the stool in answering that. And then the third leg, I would say, is that it never surprises me in what new technology is going to be coming out. You always kind of think of it as like, okay, well, somebody's going to catch up to that. But you know what? The bar keeps raising. Being with a company like with NEC and that I've seen over the last, and I've been with the company now 3 decades, I've been lucky enough to do that. I'm in that 50 space with you. But being with a company like NEC that is constantly innovating, puts a large amount of investment into R&D, that bar is going to continue to raise. As far as where am I going to be in the big scheme of things, as far as how I see this, I feel proud to be able to be with a company that's got a rich war chest of different technologies that they're investing in, whether it be satellites that are monitoring asteroids, which is kind of neat that we do that, to submarine cables, to be able to do artificial intelligence with NEC the WISE and some of the other pieces, to be able to take that and look at, hey, how do we monetize that technology as a way, as a service for our customers to drive additional value? That's kind of where I'm excited, and it keeps me, that's what gets me up in the morning.
I love it. You know what, folks? I told you it was going to be a good interview, didn't I? Mike, thank you for coming on board. Mike Mitch, he's the sales director at NEC UniVerge Blue. Mike, it was absolutely great talking to you. Please promise to come back.
Absolutely, Jack. Thank you for the opportunity and great working with you on this. Thank you, sir.
Wonderful. We'll be talking to you soon, everybody.